But we begin with news from the governor's office. Governor Doug Ducey split from President Trump yesterday on immigration. Not only did he express a desire for a more balanced approach to granting permanent legal status to immigrants, but he also questioned recent immigration raids, arguing that law enforcement should be prioritizing criminals. Trump's changes to the current green card policy would allow immigration officials to deny green cards and permanent legal status to immigrants if the government believes they will use assistance programs like food stamps or Medicaid in the future. Ducey spoke to reporters Tuesday.
So it can't just be about people at the top. It's got to also be about service workers and entry-level workers.
So does the governor's stance on these issues signal a greater rift within the GOP? Lisa James is a Republican consultant here in Arizona, and she joins us now to talk more about this. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
So that's the basic question to begin with. Were you surprised when you read what the governor had to say yesterday?
I'm actually not surprised in reading his words and listening to them. This governor has been very consistent that he is open for business, yet wants to secure our borders. And I think that what he said is right in line with his policy that he's been, you know, touting from when he first ran for governor.
Is there a broader feeling within the Republican Party that there are differences on how to approach immigration, especially as we see the Trump administration come out with policies supporting things like these immigration raids that are going on and the green card shift that happens this week?
You know, there's been a conversation about immigration in our country, but even within our party for the last, you know, since Reagan first granted asylum during his presidential term. And we've been having this conversation. And frankly, until the Congress acts and acts decisively, then we're going to continue to have this conversation. But I think that all in all, if you look at a state like Arizona, if you want to work here, we have jobs for you. And I think that's what the governor said, is we're open for business and we want you to have employees to hire.
Lisa, I'm going to go back to my poli-sci classes many years ago in college. We had the Main Street versus the Wall Street Republicans, and I don't want to simplify it too much, but a lot of people would call President Trump, though he's not a traditional Republican in many senses, as more the Main Street, Chamber of Commerce, more the Wall Street. Whether we're creating a bigger rift here than there is that a real rift, though, between the idea of populists sort of versus corporations and that sort of thing? Are we running into that, and is this maybe a display of that, where the governor's maybe trying to straddle both lines?
Well, I don't think that there is necessarily, I think that simplifies it, Wall Street versus Main Street. And I understand that that's a conversation we've had going on for a long time. But I think you can talk to people who may, you know, be in the restaurant business and have one restaurant, not multitudes of restaurants. But those people need employees. We need people in the hospitality services. And our farmers and ranchers are people looking for tradespeople. Everyone's not looking for someone with a four-year education anymore. We need people in at all level. And let's talk about it. This is America. This is what we're built on, is the opportunity to succeed. And that's what people are looking for. And that's what the governor believes Arizona has to offer, is an opportunity to succeed.
Where do you see this heading? I mean, if this is a real difference of how you think some Republicans are going to want to approach immigration versus what the Trump administration is doing here, do you see sort of a clash coming if they continue to push these lines?
I think that our governor, we're fortunate he has a good relationship with this White House, and I think that he will have no problem in expressing his concerns and doing so with an appreciation for what the president's done on the border. We need border security. We need to keep bad actors out. But we also need to, you know, we're the land of opportunity. We need to allow those who want to come here to work and to make a future for themselves and to benefit all of us by being part of this. But by being part of this melting pot of America to do so.
Lisa, can the governor be a leader on this? In some ways, does he really have to be a leader? Because that's been one criticism of the governor, that he's been effective, but maybe not someone who's out front. Is this one where he has to be a little bit more out front?
You know, I think that his words yesterday speak for himself. I mean, he definitely took a position, but I think it's one that most Arizonans and Americans agree with. We need to secure our borders, and we need people to drive our economy.
So this is the same sort of debate that you see play out. Steve mentioned the Chamber of Commerce, like when you see something like the president threatened to close the border and the governor says, you know, that's not a good idea. He changed his opinion a little bit on that afterward. But when it comes to these sort of business pocketbook issues, is this where you start to see a divide?
Well, I think you have two people, you know, our president is a businessman, our governor is a businessman, and I think that they will have a business-like conversation and be able to come to a reasonable conclusion on this. I really do.
All right. That's Lisa James, Republican consultant here in Arizona. Lisa, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.